All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. And this is Grimm's Comic Corner, and we are back with Transmetropolitan. Now, we already talked about the visions of the police, of the trans species movement, and all this crazy shit. Stuff that's already kind of on the horizon, but let's go ahead and get more into this Warren Ellis's prophetic novel here. Warren Ellis and Derek Robertson on the stump. So I got moved into this new apartment the other day. It appears that I have become popular. I walk into the Word office with a new column and my editor gets a 6-foot-tall erection with $10,000 balanced on the end just for me. It's an expensive place, this, in a grove with a view of the Fourth Canal. On a good day, you can see the rusty old bicycles and dead dogs floating on its surface. My name's Spider Jerusalem, and there's nothing I like more than dead dogs. Hell. Accept call, but disable all phone tools afterwards. I will not have my ranting interrupted. Where's my fucking column? Eat shit and die, Royce. It's not due for another 48 hours and you know it, you conniving, grabby little bastard. Okay, we're trying. How's the new apartment? Pretty good. The cat took care of the couple of geckos in here. Only drawback was that I had to bring the old maker with me. You didn't fill up the back bedroom there, did you? The one with the ensuite bathroom? There might be an eviscerated gecko under the bed, but aside from that, no, why? Well, your new assistant needs somewhere to sleep. Oh, right, well, no problem there. It's quite... What did you just say? Now look, your column is hotter than a sinner's ass in hell. The word circulation has increased by 35% in 2 weeks. You think I'm going to let you fuck up now? You're crazier than I thought. We hired you an assistant to keep you on the straight and narrow. Call it protecting my investment. She should be turning up there any time now. Be nice. Oh, sure. Later. Phone off. Well, where'd I leave that bowel disruptor I bought yesterday? Over there, you sure? Now what? Now what setting? Watery? Loose? Prolapse. This is your door speaking. You have a caller. Coming! Saddle me with a fucking assistant, Willie. Send some glassy-eyed grad student to my home, Willie. I'll show him. I'll show them all. Ah! I know you. Shannon Yarrow. I used to strip 3 nights a week at the club on Cranberry and Nixon. The money put me through journalism school. We spent an evening on the roof? The Angels ate riot, you were. One of the strippers, we established that, and now I'm paid to be your assistant. Do I get to come in, or do I have to take a shot in the bowels first? You know what that is? I built one in high school shop. Excellent, come on in. Nice place, there's a bedroom at the back of the place, that's yours, this is the cat. Ugly bitch, does she have a name? Nope, she smokes unfiltered black Russian cigarettes. Make sure we have at least a gross in the place at any one time. I smoke carcinoma angels. Make sure we have 5 gross. You smoke? No. Start. You'll find a bag of anti-cancer prescription in the bathroom if you don't already have the trait. Okay, there's an African food stall down the street. I need 2 monkey burgers, roast potato skins, and a tub of matoke. Hold it, assistant. Yes, Spider Jerusalem's... Hold on. Hold it. Assistant, yes. Spider Jerusalem's slave, no. I thought you wanted to be a journalist. I do. Then let me finish talking. When you get back, you're going to sit down with me over monkey burgers and tell me everything you saw on the way. Why? Because if you're going to be a real journalist, you're going to need to know how to learn. You're going to need to learn how to look. Now get me out of here. Now get out of here. I need money. Or a monkey, rather. 1 request. Shoot. Be dressed when I get back, okay? I'm never going to be able to keep food down if I have to watch that while I'm eating. Everyone's a fucking editor. The point is, the only real tools we have are our eyes and our heads. It's not the act of seeing with our eyes alone. It's correctly comprehending what we see. Treating life as an autopsy. Got it. Laying open the guts of the world and sniffing the entrails. That's what we do. Not quite how the Wolfit School of Journalism has it. Fuck Wolfit. We used to work the city desk together at Dayfax back when it was a real newspaper. Him and his plain old observation had him covering goddamn flower shows. How he had the balls to found a journalism school. Anyway, you don't learn journalism in a school. You learn it by writing fucking journalism. You teach yourself to wire up your own brain and gut and reproductive organs in a one frightening machine that you aim at the planet like a meat gun. Meat gun? What do I get? An attack womb? Sure, why not? No, I'll tell you what you get. A pretty button. See how sweet I am to my new assistant? Symbol of the transient movement. Think of it as a reminder. Of what? All people are scum, no matter what they look like. So you going to move in here? That was what Royce said I should do. I can take all my college courses through your feed here. Not exactly used to company, but I suppose I should make an effort. There's a thought. I should have a look at SPKF. I've got a column to do. Are visitors okay? I've got a boyfriend. Yeah, sure, but get a soundproofing can out of the maker first. What, you think we're going to make too much noise at night? Any noise would be bad. Oh, why? Come on. I haven't been late in 4 years, that's why. It's been so long I'm afraid to get laid now. I got so much internal pressure built up that I'd probably blow a hole in a woman the size of my fist. Don't hold back much, do you? Besides, think of the column you'd get out of that. Woman killed by rocket launcher. Ballistic experts mystified. Anyway, you'll do as you're damn well told. I don't want to hear anybody in this apartment having fun, clear? Yes, sir. Damn straight. Now let's see what we've got here. CFC announced a tour on the back of the Dirty Rain disc. Was that any good? Usual post reconstructionist stuff. You know, somewhere there's a dead animal and my girlfriend dumped me because the weight of the world makes me impotent. And yada yada. It's actually getting like that, folks. I'm not even gonna lie. I gave up on them when they started wearing those anti-trauma torso wraps. That is so 6 years ago, it's untrue. You ever hear Dingo Baby Leclerc? Now that was miserableism. My dad told me about him. Oh Christ, never tell me I'm old. Didn't he vanish about 15 years ago? Vanished my ass. He was locked up for breaking into old people's homes and performing exorcisms on the inmates. Which is funny, because I know for a fact that his therapist recommended that as an alternative to digging up dead people and fucking their bones. Hey, the president's in town. Speaking of people who fucked their grandmother's bones, if he thought there was a vote in it. He's on the stump, giving his first official re-election speech down at Arkadin Hall. Let's go see the president. Well, you've made no preparation. We've got no questions, no plan, no appointment. Channon, that turd Royce sent you here to both to guard me and learn about journalism, yes? Yes? Oh, she says, oh, I'm sorry. I missed some things. Let's go see the president. Like, now? Damn right, no problem. Then he said, well, you've made no preparation. We've got no questions, no plan, no appointment. Channon. That turd Royce sent you here both to guard me and learn about journalism, right? Yes? Yes. Point? Point. Journalism is not about plans and spreadsheets. It's about human reaction and criminal enterprise. Here the lesson begins. And if I must be guarded by a stripper at all times, get your ass moving. Ex-stripper. I was also a paid dacoit for one semester and a bodyguard for three. Even better, you got taxi fare? Arkadin Hall, what you doing? Request reading a digest of the president's recent news stories off the hole. The what? Cheap feed site out of Lou Bend, over on the west side. They just do news digests and archives with most of the main news feed's biases boiled out. My dad bought me a 3-year account, but I don't use it much. It's kind of boring, just basic text. I like AmFeed better. The city could stand a little boring sometimes, so I've been out of the... Oh, I'm sorry. Well, he said, so I've been out of the feed. He said, what does the digest give you? And she says it just does news digests and archives. Most of the main news feed's bias is boiled out. That's not a bad idea, honestly. Wouldn't it be great if we got the news digested without all the bullshit? Like, you know, they talked about the news, but all the bullshit that goes into it, you know, personal biases and stuff. This is what happened. This is what you need to know. Boom. There you go. All that shit in just one fucking... probably just a page. Well, his re-election fund has bought him out. The Supreme Court hit him with a serious fine over an assault and battery charge. And the old bastard paid it off with his war chest money? I'll be damned. He finally had political donations ruled as personal gifts, eh? The cash is his. He always threatened to do that, but I never thought he'd get away with it. He won't. There's no way he's going to get a third term. The Smiler's going to kick his ass. That weak little waterhead? Dream on and continue. He's here today to beg to businessmen, basically. He doesn't even have the money for decent bodyguard coverage. That's a Secret Service gig. The SS started privately charging the president for coverage. You know how many attempts have been made on his life just this year? Not enough. Oh no, they've got security on the doors. Arkadin Hall security, not the president's. Work with me. I'm the Reverend Colonel Jacob Capone, chairman of the West Chapter of the Armed Corporate Hirelings for Jehovah. This here's my creature, Girly. We're here for the presidential address? I'll need more ID than that. How's this? What the fuck? Straight on in, sir, creature. What? Straight on in, sir, creature. The address will be in the Bulgarov studio, or the Bulgakov studio. That's straight on and to the left past the complimentary maker. Girly? Simper next time and get yourself some fake ID cards. It's an important tool. So what do we do now? Go listen to the address. Note down his lies. There will be many. So clear some memory on that handheld of yours. Then go home and write a column that'll make his eyes bleed and his sphincter collapse. You're kind of fixated on loose bowels. Just today I quit jumpstart pills and now I'm looser in a Catholic womb. And there's a bathroom. Wait for me. If anyone comes up to you, simper and indicate your language center's been cut out. Simper. Very good. Can't let you in, man. Why the hell not? Is it broken? Can't let you in, man. Honest. Listen, you streak of rat's piss. I'm an accredited exorcist with a civic center, and I'll go where I fucking well please. Okay, whatever. Thank you. Jesus. Goddamn cheap Australian whores. Jerusalem. Mr. President. I was just talking about you. Imagine meeting you here. I guess it's true about your relationship with the Secret Service, eh? Don't worry about this, it's just a soundproofing can. I thought we might have a little privacy for a while. I'm honored that you remember my name. Oh, I remember your name, you fuck. I remember the things you wrote about me. It's because of you that everyone calls me the Beast. Everyone. The press. The cabinet. My children. Quit whining, you earned every fucking word. You pissed in the economy. You shat on the law and wiped your ass on the truth. You ought to be peeled, salted, driven through the streets by mental patients with spike planks, and then used as a toilet and jizz catcher by baboons in heat, at best. I heard you quit the city because you lost your nerve. I quit the city because you are turning it and the entire country into a mirror image of yourself. Bullshit, you're afraid of a real America. All you bleeding heart piss ants are the same. There is no real America, you living after birth. There's no real city. All there is what we make it. And what you want to make it is a big fucking sword that oozes money like pus. You're a wimp and a freak, Jerusalem. All that shit you wrote about turning our backs on the concept of compassion if a vote went to me. Nobody wants compassion. It doesn't sell. You can't make a living off it. This city went to me in a landslide, and you know why? Because all it wants is a decent television, a bit of spare change for booze, and a blowjob every Saturday night. You might be right. You might be. But I don't care. Oh, the weasel journalist doesn't care. You've got your vote for hate, and I've got a column. And I'm not gonna rest until you're raped, burned, castrated, and dog shit stuffed corpses strung up in the middle of Century Square for the necrophile boys to play with. I must leave now, but before I go, I have something to show you. This is a bowel disruptor. It has no signature. You can't detect its usage on a body. It has several settings. See this dial? Loose. Watery. Prolapse. There's a man in there who's having some trouble, I think. I know you're not Arkadin Hall security, but... We have to leave now. What? What about the address? Is your ass giving you trouble? Help! The president shat himself! We have to leave now. Right. You see, Shannon, it's the duty of journalists to strike fear into the hearts of criminals. With your meat gun or attack womb or your illegal bowel disruptor, whatever. Look at the people in this world. So my assistant says to me, you learn about a culture from its television. My boyfriend and I went to St. Petersburg and did nothing but watch TV in our room and hump the whole time. She likes to add these little details just to annoy me. She knows I haven't had sex since dinosaurs roamed the earth. Anyway, today I'm going to perform a great service for you, my faithful readers. I'm going to watch city television all day in order to bring back shining insights about our lives. My name is Spider Jerusalem, and I may be gone for a while. Warren Ellis writes and Derek Robertson pencils. What Spider watches on TV. You lazy bastard. You're just going to slump there in front of the screen all day? And the entrance of truth, Shannon. And the entrance of putting taproots down into the sofa from your asshole. Now listen, I can get more than 2,000 channels through this, and that is just the basic package. You don't know how TV works on the minds of the people in this city. I don't know. We can't know until we've immersed ourselves the same way other people do. Hey, it's Anthrax Cat. I remember that from when I was a kid. You leave me out of this, boss. Zing will be here in a minute, and then I'm leaving you to this bizarre form of suicide or whatever it is. This is your door speaking. You have a caller, and here he is, thank God. Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Hey, Mr. Jerusalem, how is it going? Silence, I am watching television. He still frightens me, Shannon. Relax, Zing. He's decided he's going to watch TV all day is all. He is insane. I heard that, you little freak. You got 10 pounds of wiring in your back. How dare you call me insane? Cat, kill that assistant's boyfriend. Ah, no! Oh, thanks very much, dickhead. You know he's been afraid of the cat since she tried to have sex with him. The boy's weird, Shannon. You should trade him in or sell him for salvage. Yeah, right. Take advice on relationships from a man whose ex-wife won't come out of cryonic freeze until he's dead. Who told you that? You did. Silence. I am watching television. Bring me back a bucket of caribou eyes from the Eskimo place on Ladbroke and 350th. TV. Food. I'm going. I give up. The boyfriend's no good, is he? I can tell. Burp. He's got that look in his eye that I had when I was his age. The look that says he's here until he leaves. Anthrax Cat will be back for more contagious fun after these messages. Hey, Anthrax Cat, my God, ha ha ha! Who'd have ever thought I'd even remember it? Galilee Corner, the West Side. Go on, go for it, we believe! Try it. Air Jesus Sports Shoe. Holy shit! Triad Sportswear. My name's Rebecca. What Triad with Triad Customer Service help you? Oh, Triad Sportswear. My name's Rebecca. With Triad Customer Service help you? I've just been subjected to a blood-stoppingly inane TV ad for a shoe called Air Jesus, and I just want to know, what does that damn thing do? It lets you walk on water, sir, or on the walls, or on air, if you feel like it. It's the first all-terrain sports shoe, maximally effective on... Where can I buy a pair? Right now, if you hold a second-tier credit card or better, we can have them courier it out to you in 5 minutes. I am so incredibly bored that I will buy a pair of your ridiculous shoes. Look grateful. CPD Live. Today, another deadly spine-tingling mission for the girls and boys in black, the city police department. In pursuit of the perp, headed southwest through Loser's Alley. Halt! I said halt! We know what you're carrying. Okay, if that's how it is, do his legs! Ah, get him down. Rip his goddamn pants off. Get the needle camera in. Turn it on. There, you. You see that? Criminal sperm. You're all under arrest. You are watching the Trailer Channel, an all network pack production. Strangely, I want to take all my clothes off and have sex with you. What's that in the jar around your neck? JFK's Magic Penis on the Period Drama Channel this afternoon at 4. Tracheotomy, friends, at 6 on Amfeed. I want you, Ronald. I want you with me forever. I want you to be the mother of my children. I know you do, Howard, but these feelings, these terrible feelings, I love them, but they're wrong. Forbidden Love in Republican Party Reservation Compound tonight at 8. Click. So we were in a shuttle doing a trawl of the exo-atmospheric ring scooping of the orbital garage while we scooped this shit up, this frozen ashy shit, did analysis on it, and it was Timothy Leary. And God help us, we smoked him. More confessions on anything for drugs after these messages. Jesus never wanted you to have testicles. Join the face of Sklotsky. 1-800-CASTRATE. Click. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh baby, oh yeah, right there, give it to me, there, oh, and oh, afterwards, children, oh Christ, that's good, we'll be showing you how to, build no baby pills with your homemaker, ah. Click, okay, ladies, grab the razor wire by the handles, great, now let's kill some dogs and start cooking. This is your door speaking, you have a caller. Speak, QDS carrier, Mr. Jerusalem, spit here, please. That's your genetic fingerprint confirmed, and here's your package. Enjoy. Could you imagine actually spitting instead of signing things? Click. But the president isn't an attractive man, is he? No, but that isn't the point. But that is the point of the president. He won the presidency in a time of image backlash, Micah. We call it post-superficiality at the political college I lecture at. Tax-free donations to which can be sent to SPKF, South Pole Serve. Yes, yes, but what I'm getting at, Lorraine, is he's an ugly bastard, isn't he? Yes, Micah, and that's why he won. We want an ugly American as president. Perhaps. I'm talking today with distinguished political lecturer Lorraine Kroll, and we're waiting for your call to discuss any facet of the current political landscape. Calls are free, but we will trace and tag your line for advertising purposes. Lol. You have dialed 909 Mining. Do you have a question for the guest on today's edition of Head Mining? Oh, yes. Okay, we have another caller, Spider from Poopin' Grove. Do you have a question for Lorraine? Yeah. Isn't it true she's been on the president's rolling re-election squad for 8 years now? Ah, God, I'm so insulted I don't know what to say. I'm an independent political analyst. My non-biased pledge is logged. As is the Analysis Ethics Committee's ruling against you 6 years ago that barred you from anything but teaching. And if anyone's interested, there's a picture of you giving the vice president a hand job located at DayFacts Archive, Unpub. This is Spider Jerusalem, isn't it? This look like the... Is that the fucking bearded woman or something? Ah! Computer, hang up, and television, find me some more call-in shows. Well, Shakira, the truth is that Civic Center actually upped the water fluoridation level in some outlying industrial areas in the hope of breeding more stupid workers. Play nice, hermaphrodite, with your guest if you like, Terry. But I know if the Honorable Minister for Child Welfare there is wanted for statutory rape in Munich. The fact is, Della, that you can't cook for shit. The correct, what is it? I think that's Arthurian proportions are one part blood to one part milk. What you're making is a children's fucking milkshake. You people don't know what the truth is. It's there, just under their bullshit. But you never look. That's what I hate most about this fucking city. Lies are news and truth is obsolete. Ha ha ha, Spider Jerusalem, Catho Vigilante. Who was that masked man armed only with phone tools? You have a call. Ah, what the hell. Accept call and run standard trace and tags. Hello, Spider. The whore hopper. I see you've got time on your hands these days. I heard the ward had given you an assistant. So I can expect those books you owe me soon, eh? You should watch the Amfeed News more. Hold on. You should watch the Amfeed News more. Be seeing you, Spider. Click. TV, find me Amfeed News. To recap, so-called outlaw journalist Spider Jerusalem, famous for his courage on the Angels 8 incident, has been terrorizing city call-in shows all afternoon. CPD are still trying to talk TV cook Della Kent off the roof of the Amateur Building after the columnist's savage critique of her grasp of New England cuisine. Come on down to your local food emporium and stock up on the fabulous munchy rhino testicles for all your holiday entertaining. You just can't beat the great taste of haunchy snacks. And our rhino testicles have that snappy flavor. They're sure to make your party a great success. And of course... This and the other terrible results of the writer's assault simply add to the Spider Jerusalem legend and tend to give credence to the presumed apocryphal tale of his inducing the suicide of several Prague politicians by telephone 6 years ago. Change channel. Keep changing channel. Oh my god, I have become television. Click. It's torture me for money. Remember last week when Kisako is showing Hoshino and Skeeter Wurzel survived the pit of nerve toxin pissing locusts by finding the atropine and jamming it into their hearts. Remember how they each took home $50,000? Well, that brave couple is back for more this week on Torture Me for Money. Come on down to the Amic brothel and experience radically politicized sexual release. All sex is welcome. Oh my god. The Amic brothel is legally licensed and trades under the Sexual Commerce Act. That's coming. Click tonight on the Single Male Virgins channel. Hairy sluts! Three beautiful, heavily armed, survivalist, vigilante, nymphomaniac spree killers and lacy G-strings and nipple tassels. Guided by the mysterious voice of Harry to adventure, cheap, meaningless sex, gratuitous violence, and the occasional lesbian scene. Sign me up! That sounds like an adventure! I knew it. No human can watch that much television. They got me, Channon. I became the news. I know, they've put an amphibian screen in Danbury Park where we go to eat pizza. I thought it might have thrown you a bit. I remember when your editor put your column live on SPKF screens. I got your food. They made me into television, Channon. I know, Spider. Now eat your caribou eyes. Joff. Fuck me. It's a wonder you're not dead, Spider. It's coming. You look at that. Look at that. Sex puppies. Dolly, look. We just talked about this. This is the woman on Nick Rakitas. He actually did a show where they talked about a young woman that thought about the toddlers and children should masturbate. These are clearly... Now, this is satire. But these are clearly children's mascots with sexual imagery trying to teach children about sexual behavior and sexual attitudes. That's what it is, the sex puppies. Click, that time again, fun and games for children of all ages with the sex puppets. It's coming, folks. This is no longer fucking satire. Okay? When Warren Ellis wrote this, he got a goddamn message from the heavens like a lightning bolt that came down, you know, when Moses had the fucking tablets, you know, the lightning just, boom, inscribed them, and there were the laws. This is what happened. Ellis got a fucking lightning bolt from God, said, this is what's gonna happen. This is what's already happening. This is fucking real. Like, this is it. Dr. Love, pom pom, hug, kiss. I like your daddy. It's no, like your body or something. Glory boy. It's coming. You think this is a fucking... No, we've got evidence now they're doing this bullshit. I mean, I'm into degeneracy and shit, but not for kids. I mean, why? It's just, are you mad? Like, this shouldn't be real. Click, stand by for block consumer incentive bursting in 5, 4, 3. Spider, cover your eyes. What? What the fuck? Click the mental holiday, the mental holiday channel programming that keeps you stupid and happy. Boom, that's coming. Spider, you okay? Spots in my eyes. What the hell was that? You don't know what block consumer incentive bursting is? Does the word buy bombs mean anything? Nope. Christ, I'm tired. The last thing you want to do is go to sleep. Have some coffee. Take a jump start. I quick jump start, remember? Listen, I've had a hard day's television and I want to go to sleep. And I want to go and sleep the sleep of the just. Or the dead, frankly, I don't care. If Roy's phone's looking for his fucking column, tell him I'm convalescing after dangerous research. Buy a Gaudy Maker today, or we will ensure that you sleep with the fish, and I will personally sleep with your wife. The hemorrhage that refreshes, Ebola Cola. The Abuzu extension, make it feel bigger. I'm dreaming television advertisements. Channon, buy bombs, load your brain with compressed ads that unreal into your dreams, Spider. For fuck's sake, bring me some drugs. Click. Is it really satire? Is it really fucking satire, folks? I don't fucking think so. I hope you've enjoyed what's only gonna get fucking crazier. Only gonna get fucking crazier on this prophetic book that Warren Ellis wrote. And by the way, DC doesn't want to make money off this. Warren Ellis has been blacklisted because, I don't know, he had a thing for women. He harassed the women. But he came up with this. The man knew what he was talking about. So, I'm going to continue to give you Transmetropolitan because we all need the lesson here and the place where he would actually be welcomed. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I will see you later on Grimm's Comic Corner.